Hello, once again, welcome to Lion of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing the subject called Lion-Hearted Leadership, and we're doing part six, the final part of a six-part series. And we're doing the topics of characteristics of leadership, and we're doing particularly the characteristics of a good leadership or courageous leadership. We turn to the Word of God, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Real courage is a mentality that's reflected in our day. Today, lives and actions, decisions, and not only what we say. It requires awareness, openness, and perseverance, a decision of the heart. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. God is not saying as a man thinks in his head. God is saying as a man thinks in his spirit, so is he. Point one, good leaders understand the circle of life. They understand the responsibility and boundaries of their jurisdiction or the leadership areas. They understand the cycle of life and has made sure that their people are properly educated as to the expectations of a thriving organization. That also goes for a ministry where the minister in charge is made sure that his people are being trained up and equipped to do the work of the ministry, which is what this ministry is all about. Good leaders understand the cycle of life. Point two, good leaders use transformational leadership. They demonstrate transformational leadership, helping people to transform to fulfill their full potential. In other words, they see the gifts, talents, and abilities in a person, and they help that person to bring them out. They do not use force or manipulation. Instead, provide discipline and unconditional love to help that person. They learn to be patient and understanding. They are willing to invest time and effort into potential leaders. Leaders should always be looking to other people under them or beside them to train them up into potential leaders for the future. Point three, good leaders display motivational leadership. They display motivational leadership skills towards their people. They encourage the people they're working with to be strong and courageous. Whenever we encourage others, they in turn become confident and gain respect for themselves. Point four, good leaders work in a process of development. Leadership is not a display of power, but a process of development and discipline. We can't always depend on someone else to do everything for us, nor should we expect our mentors are always going to be there for us. Point five, good leaders know their responsibilities and duties. They become aware of their responsibilities and their duties that are necessary to fulfill. They accept them without complaint and they fulfill them. Point six, good leaders discover their identity and potential. They are no longer enslaved by the past but become full grown or mature. They are willing to face rejection, confrontation, and uncertainty. They are courageous at the right time and rise to display the true characteristics of a leader. Point seven, good leaders become the role model for others. They understand that they are acting as a role model for others. The ultimate compliment to a leader is when people ask themselves, what would my role model do in this case? Or what would Jesus do in this case, to put it more plainly? Point eight, good leaders show integrity. Integrity is the connection between what you say and what you do. Integrity is the keystone of leadership, whether it's in the world or whether it's in ministry. One final word on and about leadership. Leadership is not about self or what I can get from people under my leadership or how I can benefit from others. It is about working together to reach the target or goal that is set before us. True leadership is about putting others first, helping them to grow and develop, and self last. It is called sacrifice. A football team may have a captain and a vice captain, but that does not make them better than all the other team members, just more responsible and more accountable. They are responsible to develop the talents and the abilities of the others of the team. True leaders don't lead through techniques of control, domination, intimidation, manipulation, and fear. If God does not control or dominate us, then we as leaders have no right to control or dominate others. Thank you for being with me through this entire series of the sixth part. I believe it's an important message to leaders, whether they're in the world or particularly in the body of Christ. As I've shown throughout this message, there is a difference between good leadership and courageous leadership as compared to bad leadership, non-courageous leadership, and cowardly leadership. The decision is really yours, but we can take the example from the lion and learn much. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.